Okay. Beginning of Parshas Naso, the Torah says, "Vaydan Hashem al Moshe Leimor, the soul of Rosh B'nei Gershon Gamheim leBeisam Osam leMishpachosam." The Torah starts with B'nei Gershon, but if you know that Naso is a continuation of Parshas Bamidbar. So there's already Naso in Parshas Bamidbar before Naso in Parshas Naso. And that is on page 2. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe el Aaron lemor, Naso as Rosh B'nei Kehos mitoch B'nei HaLevi v'mishpachosam l'beis avosam. That B'nei Kehos is mentioned first and then Gershon. Now, whenever we mention Kehos, Gershon, Merari, what's the order that it's normally mentioned in? Gershon, Kehos, and Merari. That was what? The order of the birth. Gershon, Kehos, and Merari. And here, we're putting Kehos before Gershon. Right? Because in Parshas Bamidbar, it says Naso Asrosh B'nei Kehos, and in Parshas Naso, it says Naso B'nei Gershon. So even though normally in chronological order Gershon always comes first, Gershon Kehos Merari, right? That's the way they're always listed. But here, in the minyan here, Kehos comes before Gershon. So the Medrash makes note of this point on page 3. Naso is B'nei Gershon, Hadohu Dechsiv, Yikarahi Mipninin, V'chol Chafatzecha Lo Yishvuma. That the Torah is more precious than pearls. So now skip to page 5, second line. Dover Acher, Yikarahi Mipninin, V'dabim Bekas V'Gershon. Afal Pisha Gershon B'chor. Even though Gershon is the Mechor, Matzinu Shemchol Makom Cholak Hakosuv Kovid LeMechor, the Mechor is always first. But Lefi Shehiyakahas Toin HaAron Shesham HaTorah Higdimu Hakosuv LeGershon Shemetchila Amar Naso Asrosh B'nei Kehos Yacharkach Amar Naso Asrosh B'nei Gershon Have Yikarahi Mipninim. So he has a play on words here. That Torah is Yikara Mipninim. Mipninim means it's Yokar from somebody older than you. From seniority. Torah is more Yokar than seniority. And Pninim from Lashon Lefanim. This was the old custom. So, in other words, so the Mechor, that normally gets status that it's mentioned first, but here, we're giving the Mechor second fiddle. Because we want to show that the Torah has more chashivas. That the Torah is Yikarahi Mipnimim, so Kehos is mentioned before Gershon, because Kehos is from the Nosei Aron. And when it comes to the Nosei Aron, so that's the Kovar HaTorah, and that comes before anything else. This Pasuk Yikarahi Mipninim, parenthetically, there's a word from the Vilna Gaon on page 6. What does it mean, Yikarahi Mipninim? And then the Torah says, V'chol chafatzecha lo yishvuva. It's more precious than the pearls. And chol chafatzecha, all items can't compare. So says the Gra, ki derech adam lirdof liknos davar machmash nei dvar. The two reasons why people are interested to buy things. O machmash hu davar yakar, ve'enu nimitza klal. Whereas people like to buy precious things, things that are not readily available. You got avarim tovos umargolios, v'zeh l'chvodo. And the second is omach mashu tzorch l'zeh ma'od, or something that's a necessity, like bread, water, tvua, etc. So those are the things people need, people want to have. It's precious to people. Precious jewels and necessities that you need to live. So says the Groa, that's pshat. V'zeh sh'omer sh'tzarech lirdof achar tor mod, ki begeder hayoker hi yikar af mitpninim sh'em yikarim mikol dovah sh'em olam, hu begeder hatzarech v'chol chavatzach el yishpuma. In other words, both these categories, the things that are special because they're, you know, like pearls, and the things that people want because they're necessities, so the Torah is the most chashiv in each of the categories. Whereas in the category of pearls, it's yikarahim ipninim. That's the things that people want because, you know, it's special, it's rare. And in terms of necessities, the Torah is considered the most chashiv necessity. But that's what the Medrash says, that Kahas is put before Gershom to teach us this lesson. Now the Torah continues by the Parshas Hanasiim, page 7. He and Makriv Bayom Rishon of Karbono Nachshon Ben Aminod of Lamata Yehuda. Karbono Karas Kesav Achas. So what's missing in this pasuk? V'hi amakri v'yom erishos karbono nachshon b'minodav l'mata Yehuda. And then it tells you the korban. What's missing? The word nasi. Right? And all the other things, they say nasi l'this, nasi l'that. The word nasi is not mentioned. And even by the next person, the son of Mansuar, it says his name first and then Nasi Sachar. Whereas by all the other Nasiim, it says the word Nasi first and then the name of the person. So that's interesting. It's interesting that by Yehuda, it doesn't mention the word Nasi at all. And by Yisachar, Nasi is only mentioned after his name. Whereas all the other Nasiim, it says the word Nasi, and Nasi is even before the name. So we have to see what the significance of that is. Now, we know the Ramban quotes the Medrash, that even though all the psukim seem to be the same, all the psukim, you know, the korbanos seem to be the same, right? It's a repetition of the same korbanos. But the Ramban says, based on the Medrash, that each Nasi specialized in another area of Avodas Hashem, and their Karbanos were mechuvan to that particular area. So here, by Yisachar, the Medrash says, Karas Kesav Achas, Bon, Nasi Yisachar, V'hikriv Al Shem HaTorah. V'shehem Avu Es HaTorah, Yoseh Mikol HaShvatim. Because they love the Torah more than all the other Shvatim. And therefore, they were Zoche for the Keser Torah. As the Pasuk says, Rimnei Yisachar Yodei Bino Le'itim, Ma Le'itim, Rav Tachuma Omer Lakrosim. See, the Taitchus here, Shayim Avinim, Benjur, Yodei Masai Hu Eis Anachon, Shasakoshel Choldovar. They knew all the Mazalos. Rabbi Yossi Omer Le'iburim, they knew to be Ma'arber, how to figure out the calculations, the astronomical calculations. Be'ezi Yom Yasu Ma'adim. So they were the Yodei Bin Elitim, they were the ones that were B'Kovei Adizman of the Ma'adim, they were the great decisors, etc. So if you look in the Sefer Orach L'Chaim, it's one of the Hasidish Sfarim on page 10. he makes the comment on how come the word Nasi is missing from or the word Nasi is put later by Yisachar or missing from Yehuda. If Shalom Adina Yadu Masha Omar Azal Kala Mashpil Atzma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyam. This is Su'im Adam Shadosan Hashem Yisbarach Gdula Kavod Kada Almol Biyadu Shehishpil Atzma Ad Ma'od. In other words, the fact that Nachshon Ben Amidadav is Yehuda is the Shevet of Malchus, Malchus Beis David, as we just read in Rus, Nachshon Holid as Shalmon, Yishai Holid as David. In case she doesn't look do of Amluch and Zaro, Achra Vatsov Koladoris, Mustamba Hishpil Atzmo Admaot. It must be that if he got such a kavod, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paying back Yehuda for the fact that he had this Mida of Shiflus. And therefore, to show that, the word Nasi, which is a Lashon of Chashivus, is not even said by Yehuda, to highlight that midah of anivus. And by Yisachar, chaim biyom hasheni hikriv nesan al mansur to see Yisachar, shedua, shev Yisachar b'nei Torah, Yisachar ba'olecha, see b'nei Yisachar yodei b'ina li'itim, remru chazal, lama nimshalu divrei Torah l'mayim, lomar l'cha ma'mayim ein Shruyim el mamakim domuch, af divrekor ein muskaim el mamakim domuch. Vafrat nasi v'rosh shevet hazem, v'adayim mashpil atzmo. But in order to gain Torah, you have to be an onuf. So by the fact that Yisachar represented Torah, it must be that he was an onuf. Therefore, his name is mentioned before Nasi, because he didn't flaunt his nasius. It was like he kept it low key. He had to have a little gaiva, as he writes. Tam chacham saruk shayimbo echam bishmona bishminis. Right? The gaiva. So therefore, the word nasi is mentioned. But, you know, toned down, so to speak. And that's how he explains those two, the reference that by Yehuda he got the Malchus. It's only because he was so he was such an unaver, and Yisachar is the one who is the Keser Shel Torah, and also it's only because he didn't flaunt who he was. And it's interesting to note that Yisachar, the main attribute that the Torah says about Yisachar was that was Ohavis HaTorah. Because it doesn't say necessarily he was the most talented person. It just said that he had the greatest Avas HaTorah. And Bemela, that led him to be Kona Torah on a higher level than all the other Shvatim. Al-Shem, Avas HaTorah Yosef Mikol HaShvatim. Didn't say it was the biggest iluyim. Avu was HaTorah. I think that's a tremendous Musa Haskel. And a lot of people think that they can't be successful in learning because they're not as bright or this. As long as you have that she'ifa, so you'll accomplish a lot. And that's what Yisachar is all about. And it's interesting that if we go back to Parshas Vayetze, which is the birth of Yisachar, on page 12, it says, "Vayelech Reuven make tziachitim." Right, the whole story with the dudoyim. Right, and that caused the conception of Yisachar. So you look at the Targum Yonasan. It says, "Va'ozel Reuven biyom beisivan." Biyom beisivan. This whole maisa happened Biyom Sivan, and if you look in the Alshech on page 13, He says even more. He says, "Zei tochen zei mamar hakosav vayelch ruvi mekzir chitim hu erev shavuos." She'anu mitzuvim liktzor chitim. Right? We have the shvei alechem. It's he mekzir chitim. So, according to the Targum Yonasan and more so the Alshich, basically the conception of Yisachar was the night of Matan Torah, so to speak. That the night, the Leil Shavuos. This whole Maisa happened on Erev Shavuos, and they were together that night, and he was conceived that night. And that teaches you the tremendous lesson that you want to be successful in Torah. So the most important ingredient is that midah of Yisachar of Avos HaTorah. And the Bnei Yisachar adds another kneich. On page 14 of the second column, first he quotes at the bottom of the first column, he quotes the Alshich that Yisachar was conceived when? On Shavuos. Right? And then he quotes the Medrash, the Pirkei Ramzeh, that the pregnancy, the time of pregnancy of all the Shvatim was 7 months. Right, it wasn't 9 month pregnancies. The Shvatim were born in 7 month pregnancies. And we know that if somebody who's born in 7 months, they could even be born in 6 and a half. Right, if you're born in 9 months, the Gemara says you need full 9 months. If you're born in 7, it could be 6 and a half. So if you make a cheshbon that if he was conceived in Sivan, these are near Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, that's 6, and the middle of Kislev is 6 and a half, comes out that he was born on the time of Kislev, somewhere near the time of Chanukah, which also represents Torah Shebaal Peh, near Mitzvah of Torah Or, and the illumination of Torah Shemen Zayas is where Chochmah is, etc. And furthermore, thinking about this description about Yisachar representing Torah, he's the one that was born on he was conceived on Shavuos, he was born perhaps Chanukah, he was the one who Avos HaTorah, he had the Midah Vanova, therefore it says his name before Nasi. And the Megala Amukos says, Magal Mukos, Nosson Shapira, one of the great Mukubalim, he makes a comparison between Yisachar and Rabbi Akiva. Some say what he means to say is that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Yisachar. Because what does it say by Yisachar, the famous Pasuk? Yisachar Chomer Gorim. Roveitz ben HaMishmasayim. Right? That's in Vayichi, page 18. So he had the word chomor associated, that animal, we'll have to see the significance of that, associated with him. Now the famous Gemara Pesachim on page 20, on Mem Tesamen Beis, says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kshayisi Am Haoretz, Amarti Mi Yitei Li Talmud Chacham, V'anashchenu Kechamor. He says that when I was in Amoritz, I said, who will give me a Talmud Chacham? I'll bite him like a donkey. So the Megal HaMukos and the Rikanti both draw this parallel. He quotes, first word of the line is Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Shu Yor B'nei Yisachar, Yodeh Bino, L'chein Omer Rabbi Akiva, Shayisi Amoritz, Amarti immediately came to Talmud Chacham and Ashkenu Kechamor. That's the Rikanti as well. But Shomer Rabbi Chiva immediately came to Talmud Chacham and Ashkenu Kechamor. This is the Mussar Bishinei Barzal, the Nirmaz of Pasuk Yisachar Chamor Gar. So that future of Rabbi Akiva is was already hinted to in Yisachar, and we learned we had a packet before that Rabbi Akiva was the one who originally was turned off from learning, but then had a tremendous desire to service Hashem, and he became basically the Torah Shebaal Peh is based on Rabbi Akiva. And what's the idea of the Chamor? What's the significance? So if you look at the Chofetz Chaim on Al HaTorah on page 21, he quotes the Gemara of Avodah Zarah: "Olam yasim adam atzma al divrei Torah kishor laol ukachamor lamasa." You should be like a shore for toil, and the chamor for carrying. Right? You know the chamor could carry a lot of bundles. So what does this mean? Kikoach hashore miyuad lachrosh es adama. The shore always plows. Shetuchol acharkach lahotzi pirya. Kachasuverv to us kikoach shore. Chamor darko loses alav es atvua shotzi kvar min adama. And the chamor takes the packages. You pile the packages on the chamor. So he says, so too, b'talmud Torah. Mikodem tzorach lios me'amilim l'havin as divrei Torah. So first you have to work out the sugya. You have to be omel like a shor who's plowing, trying to understand the sugya. V'chakach tzrichim l'hamis as hadvarim alibo. L'val yasur imenu kol yimei chayef. And then you have to do chazara. So you'll be able to take something away with you. So, uvezed nishtabech shevet Yisachar yodeh bina yidim shem tchila yogom v'lima Torah v'achach hamisu aleim al ol Torah v'yed shichmo lusbo al ol Torah. So he's compared to Chamor because some people like work out the sugya and then they had enough. You know, let's go on to the next sugya. But he has the koach ha-chazorah. Because if you really owe a Torah, you don't want to lose it. Just like if somebody gives you diamonds, so you're going to make sure to put it away like the Torah Zikarah Hibim. So if somebody gives you diamonds, you're not going to just leave it anywhere, it might get lost. You're going to make sure that you keep it. So too, if you learn Torah, you want to make sure that Torah, if you really have Avas HaTorah, you want to make sure that Torah stays with you. And that's that, the Midah of. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, Vayar Menucha Kitov, Dailis Malol Torah Bala Mazem, Shfilim Tom Menucha, Nimas Malom Shukulo Torah Kena, Anshe Shev Yosochar. They spend all their time in this world to get Chayim Nitzchi of Torah. And one more point about Yisachar and Rabbi Akiva. You see, this midah of Avas HaTorah, is if you really love something, you constantly think about it, and you review it, and you recount it, and that's the midah of Yisachar. But so there's a medrash, we'll see what the medrash says, that when it came to the Luchos, medrash here on page 24, the fifth line. Amar Abrechi, Haluchos Yu Arkon Shisha Tfachim. They were six Tfachim long. Chviyachol Hiyu Biyad Misha Amar Vaya Olam Shnei Tfachim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu held on two Tfachim worth. Moshe Rabbeinu held two Tfachim. But he was getting it. Hu Shnei Tfachim Hayu Mafrishim Ben Yad Liyad. And then there was two Tfachim that no one was holding on. In other words, when Hashem gave the Luchos to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was six tefachim long, and Hashem held on two, and Moshe held on two, and then there was two tefachim in the middle. So what does that represent? So in the Sefer, B'yos HaBoker, says over, unbelievable shot. He says, we know that the Gemara says, Chazal say, that Moshe kibil misina, I call Masha Talmud Vosik Osin L'chadish. that Moshe got in Har Sinai all the chidushim that are going to be said for the future generations. On the other hand, the Medrash says, Rabbi Akiva he adorish mashal adorish Moshe. Right? We know that Chazal say that Moshe was, you know, sitting in the shir of Rabbi Akiva and he didn't know what was going on. So what does that mean? So he says like this. Indinu ki Moshe nosu lo Hashem Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh. Moshe got the Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh. V'chachmos yisborach roshem v'Torah shebichsav kol Torah shebal peh she'omer l'Moshe. But so Hashem gave Moshe the Torah shebichsav and the Torah shebal peh. Now all Torah shebal peh is really merumas in Torah shebichsav. But Hashem didn't tell Moshe where the remazim are. So that's the tafkid of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, that they should be able to take the Torah Shebal Peh and find a smach for the Torah Shebal Peh in the Torah Shebichsav. So that's what the Tanoim and Amorim did. Why did they do Mechilta, Torah Kohanim, all these dinim in the Torah Shebal Peh? They're finding where the psukim are in the Torah Shebichsav. So what does that mean? So he says like this: Tfiza yesh lomer shatavchaim shiyad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There was the two tefachim that were in the hands of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, was the Torah shebichsav. The two tefachim that were in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were the Torah shebal peh. The two tefachim in the middle were the what? Heim lechaber Torah shebal peh im Torah shebichsav. That was the teaching you where to find the remazim. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was able to darshan, maybe even more than Moshe. So Zesha Amru, third line, second column. Amru said, Darsh Rabbi Akiva, Drasha Shalo Yodan Moshe, Eina Kavana Shalo Yodan Moshe, Ikran Shal Dvarim. Doesn't mean Moshe knew all the halachas, but he might not have known where this Torah Shalal Peh is Merumas and Torah Shabaksav. But Rabbi Akiva had that midah to even be able to know where the Torah Shebal Peh is merumas and Torah Shebichsav, and those are the drushes that Rabbi Akiva was darshan and Moshe was not. So perhaps one could be mosif and say that that's part of the Avas HaTorah. The Reb Kiva stems from Yisachar, who's Avas HaTorah. So if you really love something, you want to know like everything about it. You want to know exactly what it says, where it's hinted to. You want to, in other words, that's a highest level, not to say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it, but maybe he didn't need to have it. But Reb Kiva had this quest of trying to figure out to the nth degree every halacha in Torah Shebal Peh and where it was merumas in Torah Shebichsav. And that's the midah of the two tefachim in the middle. And that's Yisachar. And that's what the month of Sivan is about. The month of Sivan shows that the month of Zman Kabbalah Satorah shows that Kabbalah Satorah is kefi the ava that you have, the drive that you have. And if you really have Ava, you'll succeed. And everyone, look, has their own chelik in Torah. Everyone, you know, might be successful in different areas of Torah. But this is the midah of Yisachar, and that's what the Torah is telling us. Noso es rosh b'nei Gershon, that Kehos comes before Gershon. Because Yikarahi mipninim. So we have to realize the Torah is so chashiv, we want to have the midah of Chamor, that we never lose it. We want to have the midah of Chazara. We want to have the midah of knowing to the nth degree, whatever we possibly can, to hold on to it, the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh, where the Torah Shebal Peh is merumas of the Torah Shebichsav. And that, Bez Hashem, everyone should find a sipuk in their learning. Everyone has that special lich in Torah, and everyone should find a sipuk in an area in Torah that he can really grow mala mala.